Perikhes Mishneh Hey, who is capable of signing up on a Karban Pesach? Somebody who is Tahor or somebody who's going to be Tahor the night of the Seder. So therefore, let's say you have a case. Mishnah says, Zav Shirosh Deirius. A Zav, that's somebody who has a man who has an unusual illness that causes some kind of seminal emission. It happens twice. It's considered what we call a basic Zav, a regular Zav, who's Ros Shteirios. He saw two sightings of this emission. So because of that, he has to count 7 clean days. So therefore, Shochtan Olav B'Shvi, if the Erev Pesach, if the day before Pesach turns out to be the 7th day, you can check the Karban Pesach for him, because in the evening, after he goes to the mikvah, once he finished his 7 clean days, he can now eat from the Karban Pesach. But if Ra'a Shalosh, if he saw 3 sightings of this flow of Zav, so then Shochtan Olav B'Shmini Shalosh. You have to wait till the 8th day to check the Karban Pesach for him. Why? Because somebody who is a Zav, who is a full-blown Zav, who saw 3 times on either 3 consecutive days or a similar arrangement, the Gemara discusses at length. In that case, he has to bring a Karban on the 8th day, and therefore he has to wait to eat the Karban Pesach until after the night after the 8th day. Therefore, you have to wait one more day until he brings his Karban. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Let's say you have a woman who is seeing what is called Yom Keneged Yom. One day versus counting against the next day. So this is a woman who is in the period of I guess you call it free fall. The Gemara is discussing the fact that it was 11 days between the periods of Nida. And so between her 7-day menstrual cycle of Nida and then the next cycle, there is this 11-day period where if she saw during that time, one spot, for example, she didn't see for more than one day, then she just needs to wait one clean day opposite that. Practically today, we always require 7 clean days, but in the times of the Gemara, this was a Zava Katana, a mini Zava, low-level Zava, so she counts one day, so Shochtan Olav B'Sheni Shalosh. The next day, she can already Shech the Karban Pesach, because she would go to the mikvah, and that, the Motsoi, second day, that night, she would be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. But Rosh Neyam, she saw 2 days, and you have to wait till the 3rd day, Shochtan Olav B'Shlishi, because you have to still have one clean day. But Vahazav, if she's a full-blown Zav, she saw 3 days in a row, Shochtan Olav B'Shmini, you have to wait until the 8th day, because she needs 7 clean days plus the Karban on the 8th day, and that's why you have to wait till after the 8th day, and this is correlated to the 7 clean days that a woman counts today. Every time we have a special takana, that even if a woman sees just one drop, she waits 7 clean days. Perikhes Mishnah Vav, Ha'onein, somebody whose close relative died but was not yet buried. Vamafakiach Hasagal, somebody who unearths a building that collapsed, and maybe there's someone deceased. V'chein Yishiv Techulo Tzim V'Sasurim, and somebody who was sick. I'm sorry, somebody who was promised they were going to redeem him, they were going to get him out of jail. V'acholah, somebody who was sick. V'azaken, and an elderly person. Shein yicholin lechol kazayas, that they can eat a kazayas. Then shochtan aleihem, you can shecht on them, because you assume that everything is going to be fine, that they will have their relative buried, or they will have a status of the chazakas, that they are not tameh, even though they went through the rubble, or the person is going to get out of jail, and the zaken says he can eat a kazayas, the elderly person, no problem. However, al kulan, on all those people, ain't shochtan aleihem b'fnei atzmo. Don't shecht for them alone, shemei yaviu as a pesach l'nei psul, because there is the possibility, the reasonable chance, that maybe they won't be able to eat a kazayas, either because they'll become tamei, or they won't get out of jail, or they'll be sick. Lefichach, in erbem psul, if something went wrong with them, p'tur milas as pesach sheni, since they were, at the time of shkito, were included in the shechting, p'tur milas as pesach sheni. Pesach sheni is only for people who totally missed the first time, but since they were included the first time, they're potter from pesach sheni, chutz mefakeach bagal, except for the guy who went through the rubble, shutam mitchiloso, that it's not that all of a sudden now they turns out that they are tameh. It's that initially they were tameh because their deceased person was under the rubble. They just didn't know about it. So since the initial person was tameh, they were not able to do the Karban Pesach even from the beginning, since they were disqualified from the Pesach Rishon the first time. Therefore, they have to do the second Karban Pesach the second time around. They're chayim Pesach Sheni.